My day usually starts just before 7. I get out of my sleeping bag, roll it up, shake off the debris, if necessary, from the leaves, and set off for the first space for where we have refreshments. As far as travelling around is concerned, I usually walk, and it takes 45 minutes to get to the first base for breakfast. On my way, I walk through Preston Park, then I take different routes to vary the walk. Sometimes go via the station, sometimes London Road, busy shopping areas, all of them. On an average day, I spend quite a lot of the morning at the first base where we can have breakfast, and I plan my job search, use the computer there looking for work, and then I walk to both the libraries in the city, at Hove first for 2 hours on the computer, then Jubilee, and try and have lunch, the vegetarian lunch, at the Brighton Unemployment Centre in Kemp Town. If time, I walk to one of the gardens like St Anne's for relaxation. I keep a certain number of belongings with me all the time, important documents like passport and driving licence, spare clothes, a towel, a knife for cutting apples and bananas, a thermos of tea, and a small portable radio. I also have some belongings in the First Base Day Centre, where I'm lucky to have a locker, and I have pictures of my family and some other clothes there. If the weather's bad, I will spend much more time in the library, which stays open till 7 o'clock, 3 days of the week. There's also the Brighton and Hove Museum, and other places undercover. My interests are history, including local history, architecture, and of course there's so much in Brighton of great Georgian architecture and Victorian. Sport, I get the chance to see cricket sometimes, and I'm interested in French and politics. I interact quite a lot with other people during the day. Mainly, these are people from the day centres and other homeless people I know. At the weekend, it is a little different. Every other Sunday, one of the churches provides a hot lunch. And there is breakfast from a mobile van in the mornings, and still the soup run in the evening. And the things that are important when choosing a sleep site include security, that is, not being seen by passers-by, and some protection from the elements. I'm not so much concerned during the day about my safety. At night, I have some concerns, but so far I've not had any incidents. I look forward one day to having my own front door and somewhere secure to live I can call my own.